Here we go.
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, we're going to talk about my favorite top 10 secrets about the Las Vegas Strip. It's these fun facts that convince people who don't live here in Las Vegas that I actually know what I'm talking about. Plus, we're going to have real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast. Let's get started.
Okay.
That's a lot of walking around.
Sure was, man. That was my cardio.
You're on a skateboard.
It's cardio. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does, baby. Let's do this. That pause freaked me out for a minute. I'm like, hey, we're working. Come on.
Ah, the Aztec Inn Casino. A jewel on the strip.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. Hey, from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Living.
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney. Hey, everybody. I knew a guy who used to always do this before he played poker.
That's not good.
I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a kid, and he's like, okay, let's play.
That's how you make a fire.
He always lost his ass. Anyways, hey,
everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh. You're very kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And by the way, congratulate you because you are either watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And you're hosted by a couple of guys, these two crazy kids who've lived here for a combined total of
a lot
30,000 years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here. But we're going to tell you about our adventures. Look at us. We're adventurous guys.
Oh, absolutely.
We're on the Strip. We're downtown. We're Fremont. We're the guys who wear the diapers and people pay us to wear
We juggle grenades.
One of us wears diapers on Fremont Street. I'm not telling you who it is. By the way, if you're a tourist, you're a fan of the city, you like everything. You know what this show is?
What is it?
Secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. That's right. If you're a girl, you're the pretty girl after watching this show. Hey, we do this show live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us, won't you? Join us live chat. Nice moving live chat. Already streams of great comments streaming by in the live chat. Great people, beautiful folks. Most of them, their financial wealth has increased 15% since watching us.
We do give great stock tips.
We do. Here's a tip. Don't invest in either of us. Okay. Hey, by the way, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network. Have been an online broadcaster for just about
a week.
About 10 years.
Oh. Congratulations.
How about that? I'm not here alone. Negative ghostwriter. Negative. I'm joined.
Pattern is full.
Right, pattern is full. I'm joined by, well, we call him RQS. We call him Drinky Pants. He is the managing partner at KSHP Radio, which is actually K Hot. It's actually K Shop, but it's hot because he is, in fact, the hottest man in the room. It's Brett Grant.
That's because I'm running a fever.
Holy Christ.
That's why. Ah! He forgot to check me. Look at me. I'm like whiter than...
You're like,
I scared me. Well, that's what there happens when go. Scott's not paying attention. There you are. Yeah. A little too tall? Too tall, Jones? How's that? Is that a little better?
That's
okay.
Probably should have taken care of that before the big show.
Well, you know, Scott was too busy periscoping. He was too busy chit-chatting about other stuff.
All right.
You know what? Also, he turned 55 years old.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Scotty! We're going to hear about his birthday celebration. Later,
good.
I'm sure we're going to see a video of the very cool gadget and gizmo that you got.
As a matter of fact, look at you knowing stuff. Yes,
I saw it. I saw you're going to show it to the rest of the crowd. A very cool little thing.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah, especially for you. It tells you how well your wife knows you.
She's a keeper, that one.
Yeah, she's good.
I'm going to keep her.
Took you a couple times to get the right one.
Well, she is wife 2.0. But
well,
that's
there you go.
But that's
you
okay.
did upgrade the operating system.
That's right. That's right. Wait, wife 1.0? Nope. Take it back.
Take her back.
Wife 2.0?
Can I get a store credit, please?
It's okay. Right. You know what? I actually ended up paying for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
5.0.
You're a hooker?
For a long time, and but it was okay. What are you going to do? Hey, over under today is?
Oh, we're going to let's go a couple minutes longer. How about 88 and a hook?
88 and a hook, for those of you who don't know, a hook is a woman who works. I'm sorry, that's
in
a
Vegas.
Different kind. Okay. Sometimes I don't really know how the whole hook thing works. It's 30 seconds, by the way.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Now, you may be saying to yourself, Scott, I noticed on your Facebook page that many, many people call you Mr. Vegas.
They do.
I know.
You and Wayne Newton. It's amazing how that happens.
He and I go way back.
Yeah.
Duncan Shane.
Yeah. Actually, we've been around so long. We were around before Wayne Newton was.
Yeah.
We were around before the strip existed.
Wayne who?
Exactly. We worked at Hoover Dam when they were building the damn thing.
Bugsy.
That's how long we've been around
for. That's right. We used to climb and make concrete things.
Exactly.
And we were swinging from stuff and scary shit. Here's why. People call me Mr. Vegas because I have a wealth of unbelievable knowledge.
Some of it's considered to be worthless.
Almost all of it.
Oh,
I'd call it probably 75% of what I know is of no value and
no value.
Will cause apparently colds or other congestion right after hanging out with me. Nonetheless, I'm going to share with you, great people, so that you can show off to your friends. If you memorize these 10 things about the Strip or they're about the Strip, you will be considered Mr. or Mrs. Vegas.
Is there a reason why you gestured Mrs. when you pointed to me?
No, I know that you're agnostic when it comes to those things.
I'm asexual.
You're asexual is what I meant to say. And so I think you're okay with that. I don't know how these big words work.
Exactly.
I'm a monosyllabic guy.
Yeah.
Give me single syllables, baby.
So you
see
love,
there?
So you love the Trump.
I like the Trump. Trump's easy. Rubio, three.
Oh, we're screwed.
He's afraid to even say more than three syllables without repeating the same damn thing over and over again. But I don't want to judge.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about secrets of the Las Vegas Strip. Let's begin with your safety. Kind listener or viewer, because we care. One of the things I hear almost every time I go to the Strip, if I'm walking around, and I'll hear a tourist going, fucking cab people, why won't they pick us up on the street? Because they can't. So number one, cabs cannot pick you up on the Las Vegas Strip.
Because it's illegal.
It's illegal.
Because it's not safe.
It's not safe. Those are the two reasons. A, it's illegal. B, it's not safe. C, if they could, would they?
Of
Hell
course
yes,
they would. Maybe not you.
That was
her. Maybe not the first time pass.
I need a sad trombone sound.
Did you know that the majority of the Ethiopian population of Las Vegas, I recently found this out, and there's about 13,000 or so.
Wow.
They're cab drivers.
Is that right?
By trade. The majority of them are cab drivers.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Do your, you don't even know. I'll do my Ethiopian. Ready?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. We will be starting in... In March, there
going
will be an Ethiopian
that.
Show on the radio
is that
station
right?
on Sunday nights. So the cab drivers can listen. And God knows what they're going to be talking about. They could be talking about the overthrow of the government.
How did
I have no idea. They came to me.
They came to me.
That's the Indian
you
guy.
You sounded Indian. They came to me. I did not stop them.
Yeah, no,
yes, I will take your money and you can do your what time? Sunday at
like,
what time?
I want to say it's 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. 5 to 7 p.m.
There you go. Oh, 2 hours.
2 hours of
Ethiopian
chatter.
For every week?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
You are rolling in the money, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I
you
wish.
Stud.
It's kind of a dead couple of hours.
Number two, the length of the Strip. This happens all the time. This happened to me before I moved here. I'd be like, hey, hon, how about we go for a little walk? And she's like, yeah, let's go for a little walk. Here's an interesting thing. Now, if you know this, pretend you don't.
Where are you starting your walk from?
Well, and it doesn't matter if you do what I'm going to say. Okay, so what is the Strip? We're going to call it from Mandalay Bay to the Stratosphere. That's basically the Strip. Do you know how far that distance is?
It's over 3 miles.
It's 4 miles.
Yeah. Okay.
But here's the thing that gets people screwed up. The Strip, as the people in golf say, it has a dog leg left.
A little bit, yeah.
Or yeah, right. I don't know what it is.
Well, it depends which way you're going.
It's a dog leg. It's a dog leg out of this dog leg.
It's not straight.
It's not. And that is what you'd call your illusion.
Right.
Because you're sitting on the Strip. Let's say you're at Mandalay Bay. Or let's say you're at Golden, not Golden, you're at MGM. You look out and go, that doesn't look so long.
Right.
I'm walking it. Because eventually a dog leg, you're like, well, shit, that's easy. Well, so you take off. And then all of a sudden, you're in the desert.
You're Josie Wales.
You've got birds hanging up. stop poking your pulling your eyes out and shit. So here's the deal.
It's become more difficult to walk the strip than it was in the old days as well. If you think about it, the overpass they have now, the pedestrian walkways over going over the strip, actually slow you down.
Sure.
So you used to have to wait for a stoplight, and you would cross at Tropicana, at Flamingo, Spring Mountain. Now you got to go up and over and up and down into some shops and back outside.
That's right.
And then back at it again.
And remember, it's 4 miles one way, which means if you do a round trip, that's an 8 mile hike.
It is.
Right? So you start at MGM and you go down to Stratton, you come on down and you go, well, I might as well go back down. That's 8 miles. You're on vacation. Stop it.
Right.
Get one of those taxi guys, but not on the street.
See, correct.
Put them together.
So where do I get a taxi guy, Scott?
In the taxi line.
At a major, any of the casinos.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Okay.
That's how they make their money going. Okay, next. Guess where the Las Vegas Strip is?
It's over there.
It's not in Las Vegas?
Nope, it's not.
When you say you're going to Vegas, not you personally, because you don't want anything to do with that area, but when you say you're going to the Las Vegas Strip, you're actually going to Strip.
You're going to unincorporated Clark County, known as Paradise, Nevada.
That's right.
And as mayor, the first mayor, Oscar Goodman, used to say, Las Vegas, my city begins where you see the billboard that says, beautiful girls to your room on one side, and the billboard on the other side says, Viagra. When those two signs meet, you're in Las Vegas.
Which is basically
at Sahara.
Sahara. So Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard North is where Vegas starts. I'm going through some bullshit for business licenses.
Right.
Three business licenses. You don't want to tell me this, but I'll talk about it. I don't care. So I have a state of Nevada business license.
Right.
But there's also a Clark County business license that you may or may not need. And there's also a city business license, depending on where you live.
Right.
So I'm talking to a casino right now who wants to hire me to help him with some live streaming. A very well-known casino. And they're like, well, you know, we want to get you into our system and we need, you know, your three business licenses. I was like, but I'm not in Clark County.
Right.
I don't need that. And he goes, well, if you read the instructions, actually, they didn't know this. I did the research. If you read the instructions, if you do business with anybody in unincorporated Clark County, you need that business license as well. So I need to get three business licenses. I got one. I got to get two more. So I'm not super happy with that. Okay, moving forward.
That I did not know.
Yeah. It's because I argued with them. I suggested to them, I'm not in Clark County. I'm not in unincorporated Clark County, so I don't have to do this. Well, she said their requirement was if you're in Clark County, you need it. So I was
going to. So they're going overboard.
Well, because they're on the strip, they're in unincorporated.
Right. They're not in the city where you have a City of Las Vegas business license. Which covers you.
Yes, but there's and what she should have said was, well, the way it really works is if you work with somebody in unincorporated, you need to have a Clark County business license as well. That's actually true. Hmm. She didn't know that.
Okay.
She was just being over the top. Okay, drinking in public. You know, this is interesting. I've heard about this. I've heard this debate many times. You know, it basically says it is not legal to drink in Las Vegas on the Strip, but the cops are letting you do it. The truth of the matter is it is legal to drink in public in Las Vegas. There are certain restrictions, like you can't have glass, you can't have metal. So that's why they frown on like cans of alcohol and stuff. But it actually is the law. You are allowed to do it. And it's not just in Las Vegas. It's not just on the Strip. It's pretty much anywhere in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You are allowed to just, you know, head on out after the Outback Steakhouse, which, by the way, is the number one steakhouse in all of Las Vegas. Ask the idiots from the Review Journal. You could basically go, thank you, matey.
Well, you see people walking around, obviously, with the big, large plastic drinks and whatever those concoctions are that are in there. And the cops aren't going to bother you. Now, it's different than open container, which is if you're driving with a beer or whatever. You can't do that.
No.
That's illegal.
Unless you're in the back of a limo.
Yeah, that's different.
And you can do that as well. But if you're driving the limo,
no.
If you're behind that glass, yes.
Yeah.
There are some places, some limos that kind of include the champagne with you.
Or the beer or the scotch or whatever you might be wanting.
And I recommend those.
Sure.
I would recommend them out loud if they were sponsored. Porn slappers.
Ouch.
Right. So that does imply that you are a porn and that you just got slapped.
Indeed.
What's the deal with these guys? The truth of the matter is, All the casinos tried to stop them. The city tried to stop them. The county tried to stop them. Casinos got together and tried to stop them. They could not be stopped because the ACLU stepped in and said it's a free speech issue, which is very much the same issue that you saw with the street performers.
Right.
On up and down the strip, but also Fremont Street. So you, what you may have noticed, though, about what year is this? It's 2016. So about, you know, 5 years ago, you probably noticed that around the porn slappers was all those cards just piled up,
right.
And all it just looked like it looked like hell, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed recently, but that's not the case anymore.
Well, what happens that when it starts out, they stick something in your face and you're not thinking, if you don't know who they are, you're going to grab it and look at it. And the first thing you see is a naked lady and you're going, no,
like you, this.
And you throw it on the floor.
Right.
Unless your wife's looking and you put it not looking and you stick it in your pocket.
Right.
Right. But obviously most people are throwing them down.
Right.
So the rule has been changed.
But now you'll notice that you don't see those on the ground anymore or as much. And the reason is in 2012, they actually created the 25-foot rule, which was the porn slappers were required to keep it clean 25 feet around them. How about that?
So they had to pick up the trash.
Yeah. Now, what was interesting is as I did more research about that, they implied that they had a hard time making that stick. And that, in fact, it was no longer a real rule.
Right.
But it's still in effect. I mean, it's pretty clean now. The other big advantage that's happened now, and you kind of mentioned it, bridges and stuff. So a lot of the casinos are now taking over up to the street.
Right.
And you're seeing a lot less of these guys running around because it's the property of the casinos now. And they're just saying that's private property. Keep the hell off, which I think is pretty good. I mean, I like the adult vibe of Las Vegas a lot. It's kind of neat. But that the whole porn slapper thing, even I'm like, all right, come on.
Yeah,
just give me three and I'll be on my way. All right, next up, casinos. So here I am at the MGM and I get my $200 in chips because that was a big win for me. And I head on over to, Caesars. Will they take my chips?
They used to. If you go to exchange them, you can't take a MGM trip chip and play it on a Caesar table. You'd have to go to the cage and exchange it.
That's right.
And I think that's still the way it's
done. And it still is. But they have a book. The cage has a book.
Of all the other casino
chips. Of all the other casino chips.
To make sure they're legit.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, some chips have RFID chips inside the chips. Do you know who does that?
Eric Estrada. I don't know.
Well, that was the most random response.
We're talking chips.
Chips. Win and
punch.
Win an encore. Punch.
Win an encore. Now, what the information inside the chip is?
It's denomination, and it IDs them as legitimate non-counterfeit chips.
Bellagio, perhaps, as well.
Does somebody say that? I had not heard that part, but that's pretty cool. All right. Of the 20 largest hotels in the whole world, I'll ask the live chat first. How many of the 20 largest hotels in the world, how many of those are on the Las Vegas Strip? I will give you some guesses.
I was waiting for the live chat to chime in.
I'm going
to
give them guesses.
There's a lot of them. I mean, it used to be 8 or 9 out of the top 10, and there was some place in Macau or somewhere. And I'm going to say it's a significant number.
So here are the guesses coming in already. We've got a 12, 5. Mike Q's got a 1. Mike has got to stop. Wait, that's Mike. I'm sorry. All right, sorry, Mike. So we got 5. We got 12, 1, 9, 3, 7. Everybody's low. 12,
nobody's listening to Brett.
12, 2.
Nobody's listening to Brett.
7. The answer, yeah,
my
everybody was low.
Is blowing in the wind.
Right. The answer is 17 of the 20 biggest hotels are on the Strip. All right.
No doubt.
Next question. How many rooms do we have available in Las Vegas? We will also.
That number is significantly higher than it was just a few years ago.
It's monstrous.
Well, it's almost 50% higher than I thought it was.
The 17 number or the next number?
No, next number.
Yeah. So based upon that, yep. How many rooms do we have available in Las Vegas? Okay, here are our guesses. We've got 100,000.
Like Steve's.
100,000.
127. The closest to without going over, Steve.
127.
All right, let's play. The price is, Mike, 450,000.
50,000.
Come on, Mike. There's only how many people live in the city of Las Vegas? It's
in
only
the
like
city 500.
Yeah, it's like the entire city.
Basically, a room for everybody.
Yeah, everybody's got their
As
own
a matter
hotel
of fact, room. A lot of people don't know this.
Honey,
this
I'm going to the
secret
guest room.
Well, everybody
it's on
gets,
the 14th floor
everybody
of Bellagio.
Gets a guest room.
Exactly.
Everybody who lives in Las Vegas actually has a reserved guest room.
We do.
Most yeah. people don't talk
Some
about that.
Some people are stuck at the Casino Royale.
Well, and they're at Caesar, or they're at Circus, Circus, and they're like, okay, so I got free yeah. valet. Fuck you. Yeah. You what an upgrade.
I'm at the only Motel 6 that actually has a neon light sign.
And that's why they're like, that's for the new people.
But yeah, but it's the Motel 6.
It's for the new people. Is this a real casino? Look at the sign.
Exactly.
It's bright. Yeah. Just get in there. Shut the Okay. So here's the answer. The number of rooms in Las Vegas, 150,000 rooms.
That, again, that's about 50,000 more than there was right when the kind of the crash happened.
So yep.
There's a lot of properties that have opened. More properties, obviously, are under construction.
It's crazy. And what's interesting, we've got a couple people from New York in the live chat.
Yeah.
That's twice as many rooms that are in all of New York.
And each one of them is probably three times bigger than the rooms in New York as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you open the front door to your hotel room and it clangs into the bathroom door at the same time.
You're in New York.
And then you take one step forward, you're actually tripping over your bed. Right. You're in New York or San Francisco.
One of the other two. That sounds like a place in San Francisco you used to be in.
You're like, good
Lord. Okay, Bellagio.
Got giant hotel rooms. They're about 200 feet, square feet.
Oh. Biggest room you've been in Las Vegas?
For me, I mean, I think when you look at a regular room, a place like the Palazzo in Venetian, where they're all suites,
yep.
that's it.
Because
you don't have a choice. Everything's a suite.
Yeah, those are good rooms.
Yeah, the Windsor are very nice property. I mean, there's some great properties.
Yeah, there are some pretty fun. We're in a pretty good town.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it that way. Bellagio Fountain. Here's our next question for the live chat and for Brett, because I did not put the answer in there because Ooh. Brett reads ahead, which is good, I guess, for a co-host. All right. How many acres is the Bellagio Fountain? How many acres is the Bellagio
Interesting.
Fountain?
Well,
Tom guesses 10.
Well, I'm going to say
Teddy Bear 12. Steve says 30 acres. Steve.
I was thinking 30 myself.
Hmm. Danny says 4, Pops 27. Now remember, Bob says 8.5. Binky gives us a 20. We got 25. Remember, it's
going to go with 1.21 gigawatts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's 1.21. It's 8 acres.
That's all it is.
Eight acres is pretty big.
Well, it looks a lot bigger than 8, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a farmer. So I wouldn't know what an acre would look like to the mind's eye. But 8 is
so
good.
This property is a half acre.
Right.
All of this property is a half acre. So it's 16 of these properties.
Which to me still doesn't seem like it's that big when you're staring at the fountain.
I'm actually a little disappointed by that.
Sorry, Vegas Life today. You lost because you went over. Mm. So the official winner would have to be Danny at 4.
What are the chances that Bob may have done a little research while we were doing that? 8.5. Yeah. Come on, Bobby. You know you're a cheater.
Bobby, you cheater.
Volcano at the Mirage.
We did get 1 million from Steve.
Steve has been drinking pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Volcano at Mirage has water in it.
Yeah.
It moves 119,000 gallons of water every how often?
No wonder my shower pressure's low.
Right. You're at the Mirage. Oh, hey, look at that.
119,000
gallons of water per.
I'm going to say like per hour.
Per hour? We've got, and look at that. We got hour, 30 minutes. We got Binky says every minute. Neon Vacation says every day. The answer is 119,000 gallons per minute.
Wow.
That volcano eruption. Now, they only do it once. They used to do it all the time. Now it's like 4 times a night. And then finally, your last cool thing that you can do on the Vegas, on the Strip. And by the way, if you fly to Vegas or travel to Vegas to do this, I question your Las Vegas love. However,
If you fly to Vegas?
No, if you fly to Vegas or travel to Vegas. In other words, if you come to Vegas, if you're a tourist,
right,
and you do our last thing you can do, it's a secret on the Strip that most people don't know about. I question why you're coming here. It's bowling.
Vegas is a very big bowling town.
Yeah, for tourists.
Well, sometimes people are looking to do something casual.
Tourists?
Well, okay.
Okay, so
kill Brooklyn, a couple hours because you're
Brooklyn
killing
Bowl. Hangover. You can go to Brooklyn Bowl. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there. I like.
Remember the old Showboat when ABC Saturday afternoon bowling
remember.
Live from the
sure,
Showboat?
Of course, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was great. But I didn't travel to Vegas to do it.
Well, I just
I think it's been in Vegas.
Oh, it has forever, and it's a huge from professional bowling. A lot of events in Las Vegas.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
So that's it.
There aren't any other than Brooklyn Bowl.
On the strip.
On the strip, there aren't any other bowling alleys.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what
the
I was
South
saying.
Point is technically that's on the strip. It's way down there. I didn't say it's on Las Vegas Boulevard. And so is the other one up north. Silver Nugget.
Nope.
They're on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Silver Nugget?
They're on Las Vegas Boulevard.
There is no Silver Nugget.
Yes, there is.
You mean the...
No, I mean the Silver Nugget. It's in North Las Vegas.
On Silver Nugget?
It's on North... So it's like Las Vegas Boulevard in Cary. It's up north.
You're making shit up.
It's in North Las Vegas. Look it up.
Brett, I don't need you to be.
It's also
at
a client of the radio shopping show, so take that. Oh. Motherfucker.
That's how I respond to you in your newest show on Sunday nights. All right, so that's it. If you memorize those 10 secrets of the Las Vegas strip, you will be considered Mr. Screen Dark. Las Vegas. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on Z Vegas Video. Network.
I don't think you need to say network if you're doing work.
Here we go. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius. Do it for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Brett's going to sing this one. Here we go. Now it's time for listening.
Can't even hear me when I'm saying I can't do it and you're screaming at me.
That one felt pretty. That one felt like.
Yeah, that felt like it hurt.
It felt like, you know, early 80s, late 70s. Good enough for your fucking.
How you feel being 55?
Don't shut the fuck up.
Everybody, you guys say happy birthday. Do you have your AARP card?
I've been trying to get. They've been sending me shit since I was like my late 40s. Those bastards. They're like, oh yeah, come on, join in now. It'll be great. And you know what? Could you tell me what those guys do for anybody?
Discounts at the movie theaters, if you would.
But I get that just from showing up.
Not
what the hell is the AR? Yeah, I do. I walk in.
They're communists.
That's true, probably. But I couldn't figure out. It has the worst sales literature I've ever seen in my life.
Because it's for old people. You got to dumb it down.
Yeah, no. Okay, that's fucked up. That was mean and cruel and completely uncalled for. Here, hey, Mike. Attaboy.
Attaboy. You got me.
All right, it's time for our listener email part of the big show where we take questions. All you have to do is send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. I read the boys and Brett reads the girls. But today we're going to switch that around because I'm feeling, I don't know, pretty sweet, actually. Old, probably feeble. Might be a little bit dementia.
You can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl anymore?
Can't remember what's happening. What day is it? Here you go.
What are we reading?
You're reading that.
This information contained in this email and the company documents are not particular.
Let me just see this real fast.
Good Lord.
I just got to show that because it's pretty funny. Hold on. This is from Floyd.
Who must be an accountant or an attorney.
I'm not going to let you read it. Disclaimer at the bottom part is as long as the actual
that.
Email.
He's either a lawyer or something. This is from a guy from San Antonio, Floyd. Texas. Floyd. Good afternoon, Senior Scott. And Senior Drinky Pants. Maybe he meant to say Senior Drinky Pants.
Probably.
Yeah. I'll be joining the live chat soon. Well, I hope so. And be headed your way tomorrow morning. From beautiful San Antonio, Texas, to the world-famous Las Vegas. I love the show, guys, and hope I get a secret handshake correct on this introduction. So let me start by slipping you a 20. Have a beer on me, wink. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I am leaving my laptop behind on this trip, mainly due to the freaking fees for everything. I can't see myself. Well, look in the mirror. I'm sorry.
He may be
a witch. Can't see myself enjoying the podcast to its full potential on my cell phone with some headbuds in some lounge somewhere. I need my podcast fixed. Mm-hmm. Do you have a live viewing area for the show? This one, this is one fee I would not mind paying. Thank you and have a great day.
Okay, well, first of all.
Interesting.
Fee. So I wasn't really sure if you meant a live show like we do every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Or if you just meant, is there a way to watch it
on
the website? Yes, you can do that as well. What do you think that meant?
I think it meant him being in, here in person watching the show.
Here in person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you think he said?
I think so.
Do you have a live viewing area for the show? Oh, I think you're right.
I'm never wrong.
I think, well, I was. Thank I thought you. I was wrong, but I was mistaken.
Exactly.
We do for all the other shows on the Vegas Video Network. We often have audience members for that. For this particular show, since it's at my domicile at the Arches of Whitney Villa, we do not allow that unless... Wait a minute, did he say he'd be willing to pay for it? Yes. Yes, Floyd. I've changed my mind. Yes.
Well, unfortunately, though, Floyd, you must know the secret handshake to get in.
And the secret handshake is a 50.
Yes, and he offered a 20.
If you got a 50, well, fuck
it. It's 20, 30 for Scott and 20 for Brett.
Come on in. Wrong.
Why not?
Okay. Yes, if you got, if you have $50, you can come and watch this. I've got some very nice lounge chairs there, a nice place. Of course, you could sit yeah. there and have a good time. So, no, you can't come here. It's a very private, secret, handshaky place. Okay, next is from John Ehrman. John is a previous Hatem winner. He's from the great city of New York, or the great state of New York. No, actually, from New York City. Dear Scott and Brett, on last week's show, Brett made a funny...
Thank you. Only the first time in a while.
Right, even a blind squirrel. I got one. Where he referred to one of the podcast watchers as having gotten pregnant through immaculate reception. Mm-hmm. That was Christina we were speaking about.
Right.
Who writes to us later.
Okay.
With a lawsuit, I bear.
Oops.
That's not right. Obviously, he said reception as opposed to conception as part of the joke. But what I am writing about is the often misunderstood meaning of immaculate conception. Immaculate conception refers to the birth.
Right.
Immaculate. What did I say?
It should be immaculate reception.
Immaculate. What did I say? Immaculate?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Read it in.
Immaculate conception refers to the birth of Mary, who was born without original sin. It does not refer to the conception of Jesus in Mary's womb, though the Holy Spirit while Mary was... Is that right?
I'm not going to argue politics and religion with you.
Wait a minute. You know this.
Mary...
What's
his basis for saying that? The Immaculate
he's
Conception...
He's saying that the Immaculate Conception...
Is that Mary was... Mary
he had
pregnant...
Jesus with,
and Joseph is not...
Sex.
Obviously, Joseph is not the father.
My God, this is heresy.
This is blasphemy.
We have blasphemy or some other C.
Yeah.
We've got C.
We'll have some more comments next week about this, I'm sure.
God.
I was making a funny about the Immaculate Conception.
And next
yes.
thing you know...
It does not refer to the birth of Mary, no.
All right. So, John, who, you know, he works for us.
It does not...
Mary. Nah, we don't know about John.
We'll have to... We'll have to check on that, John. I don't want to throw him out with the bathwater here, but I guarantee you, here's one thing I do.
What?
Okay, this is going to happen.
What?
My father will chime in on this.
Oh.
All right? He'll yell at me for not having the answer proper, and he'll throw some...
I'll probably yell at you because you've cussed in this show, and I have.
Original Vatican Council information at us.
You're not doing very good for the Catholics. Just saying. Have you been to that Catholic church right down the street here?
St. Joseph, Husband of Mary. I used to be a carpenter.
Husband and Mary?
St. Joseph, husband of Mary, stepfather of Jesus.
Tania.
I used to be a carpenter Catholic church. It's the corner of Sahara and Tanea. Yeah.
You've been there?
That's for yes.
It's supposed to be a nice one.
My children were baptized there.
Really?
It's a beautiful church.
Mm.
Three, or I should say two of my three children were baptized
really?
There.
Right. One of them you didn't care for?
Well, one was in Chicago at the time.
I was going to say one of them. I know.
we could only pay for one. We, right. we had twins. We're like,
this all Catholic.
We don't get a discount from
right.
No.
Rochambeau. Little baby hands.
Yeah, sorry. Rock, beat, scissors, you're out, kid.
Right. Sorry, Bill. Yeah. All right, Glenn Santa says, boink. Hi, Scott and Brett. I'm a curious. He's Italian all of a sudden. I'm a curious to hear your opinion of the possibility of completely smoke-free resorts in Las Vegas, including the casinos within. Do you think this will ever be a reality in Las Vegas? I live in New York State, where everything is non-smoking, even some of the local casinos. If not the whole casino going smoke-free, it would be nice to have a designated area for non-smokers. For me, there is nothing worse than being in close proximity to a big cloud of smoke while gambling. What are your thoughts on this, Brett?
Well, I don't disagree. And I think when we worry about so many things health-wise in the world today, Las Vegas tried this maybe 18, 19 years ago. The former, it was the El Rancho, tried to go smoke-free, and it's no longer around.
Hmm.
Yeah. There was a couple of properties
ended up being revenue free.
I don't think it was next to the El Ranch. I don't think it was the actual ranch. That was closed for Silver City. Thank you. It was a Silver City. Tried to go smoke free. Now the Silver City was a dump anyway, so they're trying to find a way to attract people to come in that didn't like the smoke.
Right.
It will be interesting if a big time monster resort tries to do something.
Yep.
You know, so let's just say it's an independent. Let's say it's somebody like Planet Hollywood.
They're not independent. Okay, they're part of Caesars.
Oh, God, everybody's part of
Caesars. There is the only independent.
Well, give me one.
The only independent. Well, nobody's independent on the Strip.
Oh, Treasure Island is.
Treasure Island.
Okay, so let's say Treasure Island decided they wanted to.
Actually, Tropicana, right? There's two of them.
Okay. Well, Tropicana, I don't think it would work because there's not a lot of people in the Tropicana. But when you look at Treasure Island from a location standpoint,
good place.
They do have a lot of flow.
Good location.
So let's say they tried to do it.
Fucked up the front of it, though.
I don't disagree with you.
Jesus.
I think it would find a niche, or as Danny would say, a niche. I wouldn't completely dismiss it. I don't know that anybody has the courage to try it.
Okay.
What's the percentage of gamblers that come to Las Vegas that smoke?
Well, it's probably the same. Whatever the number of, somebody could do a quick lookup on Google. What's the percentage of U.S. people? Well, not, what's the percentage of people? Actually, there's more international that smoke than the U.S.
That's the other part. Yeah, a lot of Asians that smoke.
What's the percentage of people who smoke?
Entirely in the world?
Yeah.
Higher outside of
in first world.
Yeah.
Ask that.
Interesting.
So here's my
what do you think?
It'll never happen.
I think they tried it.
Never happened. And here's why. People, and actually, to be honest with you, I understand that there's secondhand smoke problems and all that. And I actually would like to know the true air quality in a casino, because I think it's probably a lot better than people think it is. I think the HVAC, the AC capabilities, the smoke filtering capability of these places are as if God himself.
Well, I will say when you're walking in the Strip, let's just compare. If you walk into a non-Strip casino, you can smell smoke very quickly, very, very pungently in a place like even the Red Rock, a beautiful resort, but you can smell the smoke there pretty easily. You go into one on the Strip, you walk into Caesar's Palace, I don't smell a lot of smoke. Or you walk into,
I was
in the Palazzo like crazy.
Yeah.
Every week, and I didn't smell smoke in the Palazzo.
So I don't know. That are now, in the live chat, Ted said he believes secondhand smoke is a myth. Otherwise, casino workers would be dropping dead before they retire. So I think what he means is that the secondhand smoke in casinos is a myth, because secondhand smoke is not a myth. But let me back up. Part of what I've said that I like about Las Vegas is it's a town for adults.
Right.
And I actually like the smoky vibe, even though it's not a smoky vibe anymore, really. But I like the idea that if I want to have a cigarette, I can have a cigarette. I mean, that to me appeals to me. I don't feel threatened by whatever smoke is lingering around. I walk into a casino, I can't, you know what I smell? I smell purple, which is what I call the smell at the Venetian, because they pump in, you know, air smelly stuff there. And everybody does that. I go, yeah, I smell purple. Now, is it covering cigarette smoke? Okay.
Would that be like violet?
I call it purple.
Okay.
It just smells like purple to me. But I like the idea of people being able to come in and, you know, smoke. I like the idea of people who don't smoke, who come to Las Vegas, and they smoke.
Yeah,
I love that idea. Yeah. I mean, like, come on, man. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's get you know, get a little tar in there, see what you're made of.
What I really enjoy more than anything is the people that are in the local casinos that have an oxygen tank next to them, and they're lighting up right next to you. You're thinking, this is not safe.
Because that's not a fire hazard. Fire hazard.
That's an explosion waiting to happen.
No. Two words, actually. Three syllables, Hindenburg.
Yeah, and a lot of people. And a lot of people, as Mishka says, or Mishki says, I don't go to Vegas to be healthy, and that's a good point too. People come here to have some fun.
Mishki is a new chat person. I do not recognize that name. Welcome, Mishki, to the.
Where are you from, Mishki? Give us your info.
Tell us where you are, where you're from, how you heard of us. While Brett reads.
While I read this one, this is from Marie, who says the subject is OC toll roads.
Right, Orange County.
Orange County. Hi, this week you were talking about paying the San Joaquin Hills toll roads fare, Within 5 days of incurring the fee, as I am in the southern part of the OC frequently, I looked into getting a transponder, but it didn't make sense for me. Instead, I'll have the Toll Roads app. You can basically enter your license plate number, a credit card number, and a few other pieces of data, and you're done. Monthly, the good folks at the Toll Roads bill your credit card for whatever fees you incurred for the month, whereas the transponder is good for most, maybe all, of the toll roads in Southern California. Only the San Joaquin Hills toll roads are covered by the app. Based on the roads I drive, the app works quite well. Unless you have changed the process, the transponder has a minimum usage requirement or $25 a month administration fee has occurred. The app has no minimum usage requirement or monthly admin fee. If you have no toll usage, you have no charge that month. Well, that would make sense. Also, if you need to add or remove cars, it is super quick and easy to do on your phone. Below is a link to do that for the website. It's thetollroads.com. And a lot of people don't use the toll roads in Southern California because of that.
Oh.
They're not really well publicized either.
Have you been on this?
Yes. And they're fantastic.
They are fantastic.
They are.
Until you get this alert.
It says the toll road ends. You're like, and you're going from 97 to 4.
Well,
in like four seconds.
We were just driving. I'm just like, we saw this like billboard, but there was nothing up there, but then like a flash, and it was a camera taking a picture of the car, right? I'm like, well, what the hell is that, Bear? I ain't never seen one of them there clickety-clickety thing. What do you mean you got to go to tollroad.com? Right. Hell, I don't.
I'm usually sleeping while I'm driving those toll roads.
This is California. They may actually hunt me down because they need money.
Well, interesting, from a ticketing standpoint, this happened, I know, in St. Louis, and it just happened as well in Chicago, that ticketing for red light violations and speeding violations where they shoot you with a camera, now are unlawful.
Oh, neat. I think I know why that happened. There's a lawyer somewhere.
Well, you don't have a chance to defend yourself.
Who fought the shit out of that. There was actually a physicist, somebody who proved that gun couldn't have been accurate. It was a long, hour-long thing, and he basically had it all thrown out. I wonder if that had something to do with it. Okay.
But also, there's no due process.
But I want to say to Marie, thank you for the email, because I actually did go to that website, and I did pay for that toll ticket. It was $9.83.
A lot cheaper than it would have been if you didn't pay it, which would now be like...
That's what I'm guessing.
It racks up.
So we may be going back there. I think we're planning going back there this weekend.
To the OC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do a show about dealing with... It won't be a Las Vegas show, but dealing with just elderly parents and trying to fucking fight off people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. Okay. So that's it for our listener email. Thanks very much. Time for a little bit of real quick stories. First of all, hey, it was, in fact, my double nickel birthday this last Sunday. And I know what you're thinking. Tell us a little bit about Capital Grille. Understood. That's where I go. That's my place.
But you were just there for New Year's Eve.
I'm with those. I was just there for New Year's Eve.
And just
I
thought, 6 short weeks ago.
I got to go somewhere different. I got to be a little different. I got to swing it out there. I want to be a place where there's smoke in the casino. I want to breathe that smoke in as I'm walking to a place. So I decided to have dinner at Carbone, which is at the Aria.
Is that a Paisano place?
It is a Paisano place. It's on the second floor.
That's what you gave her later on. Hey, honey, how about a Carbone?
Have a little Carbone.
I got an Uber driver.
I got a Carbone.
Not the guy from Kalamazoo, though.
That's right. And no wonder Melissa doesn't watch anymore. So this is on the second floor. It's right by Zakara.
Okay.
By Cirque, which will soon be a place where people go for convention centers.
Because it's not a good show?
No, actually, I think it's an okay show.
I haven't seen that one.
It's an okay show. It's fine. But they're ripping it out and putting convention center space.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. I'm not bullshitting. It's a real deal. Or will be a real deal. So we went on in there. We hung out at the bar. As you can see.
The bartender was not amused.
Pretty heavily stocked. Yeah, he was. That was kind
of weird.
Is
that a he?
That was a he over there. I'm disappointed that Melissa took my look.
She did.
I am not happy with that, and I have already filed suit. So we
copyright infringement.
You can't be doing the big mouth thing. I stole it from somebody else. That was fair, but you can't steal it from me.
Okay.
Because gotcha. I basically.
As long as we know the rules.
Well, yeah, you got it. You know, it's good. My dad was a lawyer. My daughter just, I'm Harvard graduate. I'm pretty lawyery. I'm making shit up, but I can say that. All right. So we hung out for the bar. By the way, good bartender, newest stuff. That's not the bartender who we had, by the way. Very chatty Kathy, good stuff. Now, Carbone, where does Carbone come from? Carbone comes from New York.
Right.
That's where the original is. It's kind of a hot thing. You can't get, we have two New Yorkers in there. Pretty hard to get tickets to go to this place. Pretty hard to get in there. Tickets, reservations in the New York version. But this version here,
no
not so hard.
Problem.
Not so hard.
It's not hard getting reservations anywhere in town. I mean, if you wait till the very last minute, yeah, you're not going to get something. But if you're looking,
I'm going to tell you
there's
where
there's a few places. I know Giada's is a little difficult.
Oh,
but,
that's actually a good place. A good example. You know what's almost impossible to get same day reservations at nighttime, especially on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is oh my God, I have got to stop having Alzheimer's. Capo's. Yeah, the Italian place.
The one with the secret handshake on Sahara.
Yeah. You can't. No kidding. A couple times. That's one of our favorite places. We go there all the time just to eat at the bar.
Right.
And a couple times we're like, well, let's have a dinner. Let's go to dinner there. You know, 6, 7, 8, 9. No.
Really?
Can't get a place there. You might be able to go to the bar, but no tables. It is a busy, busy place. Anyways, so we decided to go to this place, and we start off with the chattery, which is a
it's the meat and cheese platter.
Italian word for chattery. And by the way,
charcuterie.
Charcuterie. There you go. Thank you for the correction. So we had some spicy cauliflowery stuff, and we had those. They look like little what are the? Remember that snack food that were little funnels. What were those things?
Bugles.
Bugles. Yeah. Bugles. So they were like that, but they were tastier. They were quite lovely. And so we had that, and then now here's what's cool about this place: they don't have waiters. Oh no, they have captains.
Yeah.
I'll be your captain.
There's a couple other places that have captains as well.
It's kind of the fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
Captain,
my captain. Did you get to yell it across the room?
I did. Now, here's why I went there. I heard it was great. I heard it was good food. But the reason was because of the one thing that I use to measure great restaurants, which is table side Caesar salad.
Okay.
Guess what they do here?
I thought you were going to do it by... I thought it was margaritas or something. I know you like the Caesar salad thing, but no, what's your other thing?
For restaurants.
Yeah, but what's your cocktail? Your go-to cocktail?
Oh,
to check out the cocktails.
Well, the Moscow Mule is a good test that they use, which they actually did it.
I thought it was margaritas.
Oh, margaritas. Well, kind of, maybe, sometimes.
Okay, anyway.
Good talk. Thanks for watching the show, by the way.
I do. I just, you know.
So it's all about the table side Caesar. And guess what they do here?
The table side
Caesar.
That's good looking. Look,
it does. Isn't that nice? Here's the problem.
That's a big boy right there too.
Yeah, we didn't arm wrestle after the big top. But here's the thing. So the Caesar itself, muy bueno.
Right.
And they
it's
have
kind of hard to screw up a Caesar salad.
Oh, I've had some pretty shitty Caesar salads in my life. And the croutons to die for.
Right.
Magical croutons. Here's the problem. A true table side Caesar is created all of the goo. So you take the egg,
right,
put the mayo, they don't do that here. The dressing itself.
Already pre-done?
Is already done.
That's no fun.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like,
Tomahawk said no.
No, no, no. So I brought Captain over. I'm like, you guys aren't actually making the goo.
Also known as the dressing.
Right. We can let the goo. And he's like, yeah, it just takes too long.
All right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
We made this goo 3 days ago.
I'm like, come on, that's not right. So that was a bit disappointing. I was a little hurtful about that. Now, this place has a reputation of being very expensive, and it can be. You know, I think the ribeye bone-in, actually, it's a bone-in New York, was $120. I think it was 240 ounces. I mean, it was just... It's a slight exaggeration, but I'm like, I don't want a cow. I would like a steak. But what I did have was their ribeye Diana or something like that, which is the one the nearest to me. Melissa had the ribs, and I will tell you, it was muy bueno. It was really, really, really
good.
That's
like, 16 ounces or so?
I think that's about right. And it was, God dang, it was real. Oh, my God. So, and that was $54. So it's a standard.
That's a decent price.
That's a standard price for a 16-ounce ribeye. Not bone-in, but it was quite good. Here's the thing I really liked about this place. They have three different rooms. We were in this red room, and I really liked these opera tables. We didn't get one. But I really like that idea of, you know, being kind of in that little boothy thing. My question is,
will
is
they
anybody...
let you?
Yes.
Close that.
I would like to know if you're allowed to close.
Make sure you
that.
Knock the curtains before you come back.
I would. Right? Like, excuse
it's
me,
Vegas.
Sir.
It's Vegas. Somebody would be doing it.
Excuse me, sir. Can I? Can, would you like your salad? No. We're busy.
Okay. We're done.
So we finish up with dinner and of course, dessert. Now, I'm stuffed to the gills, but I'm like, well, I got a, what do you guys have? Well, we've got the carrot and the tiramisu, and we've got, I said, I want fire.
Fire?
Can you give me something that's got fire?
Porqué.
You mean like Bananas Foster? Yes.
They have
I
it?
I would like the Bananas Foster.
I thought they were not allowed to do the Bananas Foster.
Oh, yeah. Now, I want to show you something that pisses me off.
Why are they playing the twist?
Two things that have been complained about a lot about this place. Well, first of all, let me just complain about this one thing. Look at the woman in the white jacket.
She's on her phone.
She's on that fucking phone the whole time she was there. The whole time she's on the phone. That poor gal there next to her drinking coffee, occasionally talking. That woman didn't take her fucking nose out of that phone the whole entire time. Party foul. They should have thrown her out. Throwing her out. Oh, no, you should be able to do what you want. Bullshit. You can smoke, but you can't look at your fucking phone for an entire dinner, you piece of shit. All right. I just hate that. I felt bad for her. I kind of wanted to invite that other girl. Hey, come on over here. We'll talk to you. Leave that bitch over there alone.
Yeah, but she's paying the bill.
Well, I stand corrected.
Yeah, okay. Why is that music going on like that?
This is the other thing. This music is complained about a lot on like the Yelps and whatever. So when we got there, I will pause for a second. When we got there, and we were hanging out at the bar, the music there was kind of what you would expect. You know, the Sinatra kind of standards, Dean Martin-y, you know, Goodfella-y kind of. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. And then as we started, towards the end of the bar time, it started to do this kind of stuff. And it was loud, as you could hear, and pretty non-stoppish. And it felt like kind of a disconnect. I didn't really understand why they were picking this music. And it was a bit distracting from what is, you know, clearly a high-end restaurant. On the strip, and I'm not sure
that is not dinner music at a $100
person. And the average price they were saying is about $150 per person.
Yeah,
you know, all in. But there's your flame, and even during the flame. Oh, look at it.
She finally looks
over
because she thought she was on fire,
and then she's done, and she's back to you.
And the other girl goes, "Oh,
what'd you think of that fire? Pretty good, right?" And then, so he basically, I'll just fast forward, puts the goo out. I will tell you that was delectable.
The best part of Bananas Foster's is the making it. Because after that, it's like, eh.
It's bananas.
Yeah, just get the bananas out of there. Let me have the ice cream with the sauce.
Oh, but the ice cream was good. It was Amaretto ice cream.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was actually very good. So overall.
But honestly, I will not go there because of that music.
The music. I don't disagree. Yeah. I think that was the biggest.
So you saved me a trip because my wife and I would be both saying the same thing. What's going on?
Yeah, it's too loud. But they have three rooms: a blue room, a white room, and this kind of red room.
Bananas Foster's before, Danny. You don't have to yell at me.
It was good. The food was good. The steak was great. I just wish they had different music. That would have been better. Okay, next magical thing. Today's all about magic. The wife who does in fact love me. Gave me arguably the coolest gift you could give anybody who drinks.
And a new liver.
A new liver.
Congratulations.
Right. Me and Crosby, Stills, or Nash. I forget which one got the liver. And now watch this bit of magic. I did a 6-minute video. I've cut it down
just
a little bit because I do not go to the Danny School of Filming where I'm doing 55 minutes of stuff. I'm just kidding, Danny. God bless your little heart. But check this piece of magic out right here. The process is take the solid piece of ice out, you place it like so on here, and you take this weighted, super heavy, put it on top.
How heavy is super heavy, Scott?
It's probably 500 pounds.
Okay, you're strong.
Yeah.
And through the magic of...
It's conduction and weight, gravity is what I was stretching for.
And actually you can see it, if you come down...
Watch, see it's melting the ice.
Getting smaller and smaller. And the conduction on the metal, which is aluminum.
There you go, conduction.
And the weight coming down, you can see it pouring water. See the water.
You can hear it
side.
Too.
Over here.
Or I'm peeing.
Or you're taking a leak yourself.
Right now. Yeah.
So it's coming down smaller.
Hold on a second
smaller.
While I whip this out.
And then eventually.
How cool is that?
What we'll have is a perfect ice ball.
Those little silver, or I'm sorry, those little plastic where they have you fill up the water and to create ice. And by the way, you know how long it takes to make an ice cube?
How long did that take? About a minute.
Too fucking long. I'm talking about to actually freeze water.
Oh, hell yeah.
Much longer than I liked.
Sure.
Much longer, but that is a minute.
Best thing to do is fill it up in the morning and then go to work, and you'll have ice cubes when you come back.
But I wanted to do it on my birthday.
Right, I understand.
When it gets all the way down, I can still feel it moving down.
Now watch, so you take off the top, and then you're going to see what is a
storage case that we can travel. Yeah, this is great. So if I need to take this to the co-op.
Seems like a rather large storage case.
Because
it looked like a toolbox, right? Why did you get me a toolbox? I don't want to build anything.
Exactly. And I don't
get that channel on TV.
You pull open, there's a little water here.
So there it is.
Boink. Pull this off.
And there's your frozen little ice cube.
There it is.
In a circle.
Perfect. Ice ball.
Pretty cool, right?
Now, interesting that because you did two of them.
Yeah.
And it took much longer the second time.
It did because, and they say this in the directions, that the whole plat thing gets cold. And so, it's basically, conduction, it's heat. And so what they say is if you do more than, actually they said more than two, just run it under hot water. And that warms it back up, and then you can do that.
I would
again.
Think if you're having a party and you want to have the fancy ice cubes,
you
got to do that ahead of time.
Yeah, you do ahead of time to have them, and you do that once.
Which that's a lot of work for an ice cube.
It's pretty cool. I saw this in that video I did on Facebook. I talked about where I first saw this happen, and there's a bar at Cromwell. I think it's called 3535, where they make diamond shaped ice cubes.
Right.
And they use that exact same kind of tool. They put a piece of square ice in there. It shrinks it down. It looks like a diamond. It's pretty cool. I thought that was the neatest thing. So congratulations to me for getting that, and because my wife lied. Speaking of congratulations, by the way, we have to say a congratulations to our own Danny Ackerman, who was on Channel 13 News last week.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. There's Danny.
Is that her prison pick?
Is that her?
Was she a resident?
No, would you shut the fuck up?
Turn to your left.
I turned to your left. No, that was funny. She was on Channel 13, which is the local ABC affiliate, last week, talking about some businessy stuff. It was pretty fun watching her on there. That picture is me taking a video of the monitor behind me.
Okay.
We haven't figured out how to use a DVR or any of that kind of stuff. But congratulations to Danny.
That's cool. Congratulations.
And then the person who was also on there with her, he was a guest on her show last week, so it was pretty exciting for her.
Cool.
And then finally, today is Tuesday, which means today is caucus day for all of us Republicans. And you may be thinking, well, Scott and Brett, why aren't you caucusing?
We did not do the caucus today. Now, Saturday, over the weekend, was the Democratic caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Republican, you're allowed to go in and caucus and as well. But and then today
at
is
the Democratic
one? You can. You just change over and say, I'm a Democrat today. And then you go over and they go, whoop, I'm a Republican today.
Perfect.
You register. Now, I didn't go today for a couple reasons. Obviously, number one is we have the show. I've lived in Nevada since 1996, so 20 years.
Wow.
And we had a primary with early voting period for a couple of weeks before the actual primary date.
Yeah.
So you had the convenience of going any day you wanted to. There used to be a little trailer they put in front of the 24-hour fitness on Sahara near Decatur. And I would go over there over lunch, and in 5 minutes you'd vote in the primary and you'd be done. For some reason, 4 or 5 years ago, I think 2011, maybe it was 2012, we decided, the state decided, that we're no longer going to primary. We're going to caucus.
That's the dumbest thing.
And I haven't figured out why we made that decision. To me, the caucus is stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
And I've got, okay, now let me just tell you the story. I talked to a good friend of mine and had lunch with him yesterday because I wanted to get the official poop on how the caucus worked from the Democratic side.
Right.
And he was actually a precinct captain.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the Democratic process is different, I'm finding out, than the Republican process was today.
Yep.
So what they did, He goes, as the precinct captain, they were in an elementary school right. in a like a third grade classroom. Yeah. And they were doing doors opened at 11. Right. So you got to go there. You got to get registered. You got to get assigned to your proper precinct. They tell you which room to go to. And then off you go into your room. And the idea was they were going to start the voting at 12 o'clock on Saturday. So what he said in their room was they had 67 people in his precinct.
Right.
Now, there's multiple precincts in this elementary school. Each room was considered a precinct.
Okay.
So he's got 67 people in a classroom. And what they said was, okay, anybody here that supports Hillary Clinton, go to this side of the room.
Right.
Everybody here that supports Bernie Sanders, go to this side of the room.
Yep.
And if you are undecided, you can sit anywhere you want. Sit with the Bernie folks. Sit with the Hillary folks, sit outside, sit on my lap, sit wherever you want.
Sit on my face.
So once they did that, they have what they call, there's a ballot, everybody has a ballot. And on one side of the ballot, I think they called it the ordering, not like you're ordering sushi or something. And on the other side is the second order. So each precinct, or each side is given 1 minute to speak about why they believe you should vote for Bernie Sanders
right.
without trashing the other candidate.
Oh.
Okay. Can't say anything about Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
To talk about why you should vote for Bernie.
Okay.
And then the other person gets 1 minute to decide.
And who's select? How do they select who talks?
Whoever wants to.
So anybody can stand up.
But it's only one person.
Okay.
So the precinct captain kind of says, there's a captain for Hillary, a captain for Bernie.
Okay.
So my guy was a captain for Bernie.
Okay.
So one of his guys says, I'd like to speak. He goes, okay. You go.
Okay.
And he spoke for a minute. Then the precinct captain for Hillary spoke okay. first.
All right.
So then after that, they said, okay, anybody change their mind? No? Okay. We get 1 more minute for Bernie over here. 1 more minute for Hillary over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. So now 4 minutes of speaking. We're now, according to him, about 2.5 hours into, about 2 hours into this thing now. It's about 1 o'clock.
So super efficient.
Yeah. About 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And two of the three undecideds mm-hmm. moved to the Bernie side.
There you go.
And one person still stayed where they were and said, I'm still undecided, but I got information on both sides. So it ended up that in his little precinct, I think the vote tally was 37-38, 27, 39-27, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. But he goes, I was there till 2 o'clock. 3 hours to hear Stupid. 4 minutes.
Yeah. So here's what okay. I know.
Was the Democrats.
All I would say is this. There's been, I think, two caucuses now here and also in wherever it was, Iowa, wherever the fuck it was.
Iowa,
whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I have never heard anybody say, well, that was a very efficient, well done, great way for us to understand who the candidate is. All I've heard is the exact opposite. There was a video of one of the, so we had six caucuses happening on the strip at different casinos.
Right.
And there was a guy, you know, a small, a small online video thing is what it looked like to me. While, you know, talking about this while it was happening. And the precinct captain there was walking row to row, like doing this kind of thing. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And then he's writing on his hand for fuck's sake. So he gets up and he's writing and he's trying to transcribe what he's writing. He's doing one of those things. And he goes, okay, the winner is X, whoever it was. We knew who it was on the strip. It was, what's her name, Clinton. Thanks, everybody. So everybody leaves. And, of course, the second half of the caucus is you have to select somebody to represent you at the goddamn convention to vote what. So everybody left. So everybody was leaving, and he realizes, oh, fuck.
I forgot
what's arguably a pretty important part. Two-step, vote, select somebody who then votes. Everybody's gone. You should have seen the guy panic. Just panic. So I don't get the whole, we're going to caucus.
The overriding theme from the guy that I talked with was it was very disorganized.
Yeah.
The registration process took forever.
Mm.
Huge
reports of that. Hours.
Now, the Republican reports I heard tonight, and this is a friend of mine. I'm going to read you exactly what he sent me because I posted I did not participate in the caucus. After taking some time and talking to folks, I decided basically it wasn't worth it. What was wrong with the primary? So this is a friend of mine who says, I'm at the caucus, Republican, and here you can just vote and leave. The line is long, but lots of people are already done and have left. And my response was so different than the Democrats. He said, yes. He said, my guess is that there will be people that will show up and leave because they see the long lines, but I'm here doing my part. He said, it appears to be fairly large turnout at his location, which was at Spring Valley High School down the street. And he said he'll be shocked if Trump doesn't win big tonight. Nevada is only 30 delegates in the first place.
Right.
Actually, bigger than Iowa, which is kind of funny when people make a monster deal out of Iowa. Right.
This room is bigger than Iowa.
Right. It has less actual delegates that go into it. I know on the Democratic side, they were saying that maybe 10% of the Democratic actual voters were part of it. Now, typically, the primary is not a lot of people anyway. Right. Maybe 13%.
Probably
typically.
More. I bet you if it was a primary instead of this nonsense, it'd be a lot more people because this is an interesting election. So here, the bottom line is I think this whole caucus thing is bullshit. I think it's not an accurate assessment of anything of any value. And I actually think it's an embarrassment. You know, when you've got people waiting for the Democrat one, people were waiting for 4 hours before they could get in and say, you've got your 1 minute, go ahead and do it. So I don't really understand the whole process, just like you said, what's wrong with this?
I got some people who commented on my thing that were three Republicans said, one guy went to Silverado High School. I just walked in, showed my ID and voted. Wait.
That's a primary, isn't it?
Wait. Showed your ID?
Oh.
The fuck are you showing your ID for?
We're not ready to start a new show. A new political
And another friend of mine said, you heard wrong because 1 hour and done. You only listen to people if you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Now, one guy said to me, the Democratic side, there was a lady who had to leave because I have a flight to catch.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, go ahead, because your vote doesn't count until we're done caucusing, whatever we're doing. So, again, the Republican side was different than the Democrat side in that regard.
All right, real quick, we're gonna do a couple really fast live chat questions, and then we'll get into Have a Drink. So Mike, he wants to know, what do locals think of the Boulder Highway Properties casinos? So Boulder Highway is out on the east side, for those of you who are not here in the Vegas. What do locals think? We're locals. What do you think about those casinos?
They're local casinos.
Yeah, I don't think
I never go there because they're nowhere near my neighborhood. Boulder Station, Sam's Town, the Cannery, nice properties for folks who on the west side go to the Suncoast and to
Red Rock and whatever. Yeah. I guess probably east
Orleans.
Side Cannery. Is that on Boulder Station?
Yeah, it's on Boulder Highway.
Okay, so that's probably the...
No, it's Sam's Town's probably the...
It's probably the...
Sam's Town's and Boulder Station, all right.
Yeah. I mean, he's like
the three are probably about the same.
Yeah. They don't even hit my radar.
Yeah.
Don't know. Don't care.
Sam's Town's
side,
a Boyd property,
care.
And Boyd does a good job with their properties, I think, overall.
All right. Next question. Danny wants to know, do you think the city can handle another mob theme business? Well, I actually read that wrong when I first wrote it down. There was two mob museums here, one at
Tropicana
and then the one that's still existing over on off of 3rd Street. And the answer was clearly no. The one on Tropicana failed. And I went on the one on Tropicana, by the way.
I did too.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
It was fine. But the one at in downtown is fucking order of magnitude better, which explains why it survived. So when you say a mob-themed business, well, Capo's is a mob-themed restaurant. Mm-hmm. You have to do the secret, secret thing. You get in. There's pictures of mobsters all over the place. That place is thriving. However, they had two of them, and the second one failed.
Well, the second one was the original one.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood changed significantly. That was part of it, too.
It was down on Tropicana. And they were both south side. They were both on the south side of the...
Trop and Jones, basically.
Yeah, but they're both south side. I mean, south of the clock that is Las Vegas Valley, they're both in the south. So they're competing. They were hurting each other.
In the same region. Yeah.
If you put one like in Centennial Hills, for example, or Henderson, maybe for example,
that's a good point.
You might have had a chance, but they couldn't have been.
They weren't very far away from each other.
2 months, 3 miles apart.
One's on Tropicana, one's on Sahara.
Yeah, so that's even
basically at Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Between Jones and Decatur, both of them.
I didn't understand why they did that, and we went
to close
to
bouncing between the two for the boss.
It's right. So I guess it depends on. I mean, look. The whole mob vibe is a very important vibe to Las Vegas. Are you kidding me? That's a big deal.
There is still that that cachet that goes along with the mob.
Sure.
So I think if you do it like any business, if you do it right, you could have a great idea, but if you don't execute it properly, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah, it just depends. Yeah, again, if somebody said, "Hey, I'll give you all the money you want. Why don't you go ahead and create a mob museum?" I'd be like, "Are you out of your mind?"
Yeah.
Have you seen the one they got? It's pretty good.
Well, it's excellent. But also had support from the city and had tons of things that went into it. And, you know.
But it's good.
It is very good. I agree.
It's 3 hours.
It was awesome.
Plus of Capo's, same thing. They're you know, it's a little cartoon. As a matter of fact, the last time we were there, there were some people who'd never been there before. And so when you walk into Capo's, you walk into a dark room and there's a door. And naturally, you knock on the door or you ring the doorbell right by the door. But that door doesn't open up. Off to the side, there's a little window that opens up. And the guy goes, yeah, hey, how can I do it? What are you doing? How can I help you? That kind of thing. That's the joke. That's the shtick. And I love that kind of stuff. It's very Disneyland-esque. But the people who were there were knocking on the door and waiting, and they're like, what's happening here? Where are these? What's going on? This is horrible service. I'm like, dude, you need to pump the brakes, man. this is part of the show.
Right, yeah.
Relax a little bit. Get yourself a rum and Coke. You'll be okay. So it depends on I mean, this is a business question. Does a business make sense? And are you right next to your competitors? Do you have a compelling story? You know, what problem do you solve? That's, you know, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's a good
when
point.
It comes to that kind of thing. All right. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. That's part of the show where I show you a bar that, or a restaurant bar that I've been to. And guess what? If you can name that bar, you win all kinds of groovy things. Scott, you're a lying, habitual liar guy.
That's true.
That's not true at all. And don't listen to the other disembodied voice that you're hearing off the side. None of that is true. But the truth of the matter is you can win amazing prizes. Like what? Like this.
Amazing prizes valued at thousands and thousands of dollars. The Vegas Video Network Visor comes in multiple colors as long as you like black. Also, along with great original Scott Whitney music. It's now considered classic, because Scott's a classic. It's good jazzathon and crisp acoustic 1 and 2. And of course, you could also have a beer. And every week now, it's now a Stella.
No, I was actually drinking apparently something else.
Scott's into child. He's into Stella's.
What the fuck is
Stella? It's
okay.
Stella.
Thank you.
You did
Brad.
Have some kind of weird drink before that. It was a Newcastle, I believe.
I had a Fat Tire.
Oh, a Fat Tire.
Yeah. Okay. And hey, Brett.
Hi, Scott.
If somebody wants to send in an email with their guests, where would they send that email?
They would send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Now, there's ways to double your pledge or double your fun.
Oh, there's many ways
to
do it.
If you send in and you get a right answer, you get yourself in the hat. But if you also send in a picture or a video of either the Gajazzathon CD or the Crisp Acoustic CD in the wild.
Or even the hat.
Or the hat. Hell, we'll even give you that. We'll put you in again. And if you're in the live chat during this segment and you have a question, another opportunity. That means you can triple the number of chances for you to win. A big deal. Now, you may be asking yourself, and you should, does that matter? Yes, because you will be just like this guy here.
That's Rob.
There's Rob. He hates meat. So he likes to eat vegetables. And then there's Glenn and Jimmy 2G's, who wants to own Capo's. There's Robert and there is Stuart, who's in Russia. Look out! Binky is in the live chat, who actually wrote something. Thanks for writing us. There's Craig and Mike, who's in the live chat, who is the guy we thought was someone new. There's Scott, there's Shen, who just won, but ignored me. Why would she do that? There's Alan and her hip. There's Pops and there's Sammy and your buddy Scott, Jackie and Christina, whose baby is smart because of Gajazzathon. Brett's dad and Don and a dog. There's Boom. Wayne and Mike.
Look out, Mike!
There's Danny and there's Brett.
That's a good way to send out every week, isn't it? With a thumb up. Like that?
What? It's fart.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's look at last week's Have a Drink on Me, shall we?
You know, I never heard of this bar before. What casino is it in? Oh, it's not in a casino, was it?
Oh, there it is. There's your...
Donde está el...
Donde está es la barski?
Yeah.
This is, we gave 3 hints last week.
You did.
The 3 hints were the Beauty Bar, and The Beauty Bar. That was the correct answer.
I've never even heard of the Beauty Bar.
This is in downtown Fremont East area.
Okay, that's why.
That's where all the cool kids go. And they also have a rousing live music vibe in the back of it. You'll hear more about that a little bit later. Bob gives us some insight into that vibe. We had a good turnout. 23 of 23 people got this right.
Wow.
It's because my hints were fantastic. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Number one, the very first person to send in a response, I should give a double for that person. That will be my new rule beginning next week.
Oh, boy.
Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo. He was our first person in, and I believe Eric is in the live chat. Let's take a double peeky pooka pooka pooka. There he is. He gets a double ski. And we're moving along. Steve Ackerman. I'm not sure if Steve's in the live chat or not. Steve, I see a Steve in there. I think that might be Stevie. Stevie and the Ackermans. Stevie and
we're
the Ackermans.
We're just going. I'll watch the live chat and Danny reports for him.
Thank you so much. Brad, who just says I'm Brad, and then he's an RD12. I don't know who Brad is, but God bless him for playing. Thank you, Brad. Andy in New Hampshire. Second. Oh, he's got a secret agent. He had this really weird email. I'm like, what is that? Yeah, Steve is double. Did you see that?
I got it.
Attaboy. Tom Yu. Tommy. Let's see. There's Tommy. I see him. Put him in there. One for the right answer, one for being in the live chat. Kevin Whip. Kevin is from Canada. He is not in the live chat.
Our home and native
and
land.
Then we've got Penny Gregory. Penny is not in the live chat, but she gets one correct one. Aaron Perry. Aaron Perry made that right there,
which
is a hat, it looks like. Hold on, stand by. She made this right there.
A 3D card.
I really think she should start her own business doing that because they're amazing.
She probably does.
Well, I don't know. I don't think she charges, but she should. Not me, but she should charge others. Gary Romberg, who calls himself, of course, Mr. Testy. And if I might have a moment about Mr. Testy. Listen, we all have balls.
Yeah.
But you don't hear me saying Mr. Testies. No one wants to braggart, Gary. We know you got the balls. Let's just keep them to yourself, all right, Mr. Testy? Gary, you're done there. Okay, buddy. And then Mike Q. We know Mike Q's in the live chat because that's his calling card. Mike, it's in the live chat. Okay. Steve I, the wise guy. Steve I is in the live chat. We know that. He is also a big fan. He actually wrote that, so it has to be true. Next up, John Herman is in the live chat. He is from New York City. New York City. Yep, that's him. Well, he was in the live chat. Oh, he's out. Oh, he missed it. Is he in there? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. All right, John. He was in, but he's not now. By the way, John writes, hi, Scott. Don't worry, I won't tell you. I won't tell you that you have a purdy mouth.
He's quoting Deliverance on you.
So, you know, here's the thing about John.
A little Ned Beatty.
We had him with him, and you know, he asked for a kiss. I gave him a kiss, and now he's talking about that. I think that's uncalled for, quite frankly. Steve Rhodes from the UK. Steve writes, some interesting photos when he Googled the beauty bar, I bet. Dave Fagan. Dave writes, much love.
That's nice.
Oh, I like when men do that. It shows me that they're in charge with their, or in touch with their
testes.
Testes.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, and who among us haven't been in touch with our testes? Michael Snow, Chicago Snowman. He is in the live chat. There he is. And he writes, man, I hope I get a chance to win soon. I'm so sick and fucking tired of these other people who keep winning and winning. And why do
I
win?
Hey, he's doing my favorite strategy. Squeaky wheel gets the
squeaky
oil.
Squeaky wheel, yes, buddy. Indeed. Okay, and then we got Neil Mitchell from the UK. He writes, love to all VVN folks.
That's nice.
Two loves we got.
Nice.
That is pretty sweet if you ask me. Okay, we got some other ones. Rob Cole. Rob is in the live chat. Rob writes.
Rob writes, and I'm writing. Let's see if I can read this upside down.
So there's one for the live chat.
I just read it.
There's one.
Since I have the full Scott Winnie collection of prizes,
he does,
if I win again, so close to the last time, please pick someone else who hasn't won. It's not that I'm not a nice guy. I'm just a sucker. There you go.
I was working with Rob today as part of the Vegas Video Co-op. Rob has really progressed in his video capabilities. All right. So next up, we have Danny Ackerman. Danny is in the live chat, so one there for the correct answer, one for the live chat. Danny writes.
No video?
No, she writes. Okay. Sometimes there are just not enough hours in the day and days in the week. No video or poem this week, just me saying thank you for brightening my Tuesday evenings with some fun and good info about living in this crazy city. The answer this week is the Beauty Bar, where they have fucking beer night. Wow, I can't see it now. A lot of crazy drunks on Tuesday nights. So I suggest not going there on Tuesday nights, as you can get drunk and crazy right from your own home and get better entertainment on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, and speaking of nickels, happy birthday, Scott, on your double nickel. Be sure and ask for that senior discount everywhere. Ah, getting old has its privileges. Just ask Pops. Doh!
Wow.
Fuck, the guys, she's like getting in there and punching,
take that,
people. Shit, God. You know, she seems nice enough, but man, fuck, man. She's right. Kind of a...
Okay. Nice shot.
Monica Fagan. Now, Monica, who goes by the Bink. Binky is in there. And Monica writes...
Oh, short and sweet. Scott and Brett, thank you both for being there on Tuesday nights when I'm not working the night shift. Fun and informative. You always make me feel like I'm there in Las Vegas, my favorite place to be. Where is Monica from?
Monica is from...
Where are you from, Bink? I forget we asked you that question.
Now, you read that, and that was sweet, but you read it incorrectly.
I did?
Yes, I will read it as it's written. Scott and Brett! Thank you both for being here on Tuesday nights. It's all in caps.
Oh, okay. She's from Chicago. Okay. The city of Chicago or a suburb of Chicago?
Dear Brett!
Yeah, what?
Okay. Alan Perry. Alan writes, I'll let you read that one too.
Alan, I want to know what suburb Bink, unless it's actually from Chicago. And she did that in capital letters as well. Hi, guys.
Hold on, she wrote... Well, you are 66.
Yeah. The bar for this week had him as the Beauty Bar. This is the place that is co-owned by Rick Harrison, son of Pawn Stars fame, Corey. It is amazing that this reality TV show has done that for the family, that well for the family. The last time I was in Vegas, it looked like they were just about done building that container park thing next to the pawn shop.
Yeah.
I doubt that there is enough reason for me to ever stop by, but I would consider Beauty Bar the next time we are in town. Container Park itself,
it's kind of neat.
It's very cool.
It's neat.
It's not the same place he's talking about there. No. That's not next to the pawn shop.
No, it's not. The Container Park is neat. They've had some problems keeping people in there, but it is neat to look at.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be on the second or above because they don't have the same kind of foot traffic, but it is neat. And there is a giant flaming praying mantis there. And then finally, we got Christina V. Who's in there, but she's not in the live chat. Kristen writes, this week's Haddam is Beauty Bar. Good info on this location. You can get mani and pedis at the bar during the day. So when I win, I would like to go for martinis and manis, and I think Melissa should go too. By the way, in reference to my listener email last week, I have a friend who worked at Aria. That's how I got the inside track on The View. Okay, Kristen.
Oh, I got you. Okay, we're talking about the nakedness.
Yeah,
okay.
So... Yeah. If you meet Christina, you will not meet a nicer, oh my God, she's in the live chat.
Oh,
there she is. She is in the live chat. Okay. You will not meet, you just see the live chat. I'm here for fuck's sake.
It's funny. I read the thing in between there. It says he must be talking about the Pawn Plaza, not the Container Park.
Oh, so they're building this Pawn Plaza thing. So what's funny about Christina's comment, of course, is if you meet Christina, not a nicer person in the world, literally the nicest person in the world, and very, very bright children because they listen to, you know, Gajazzathon in their belly.
I heard today, and I didn't, Dave, let me know if you knew this or not, but children that are born in the winter months are more musically inclined.
Well, I was born in February.
Well, there you go.
Let's go with that.
I was born in April.
It's smarter.
Yeah.
Funner to be with.
I don't know about that.
Charming.
Well, you're just adding stuff
sexy
to it.
Sexy. Very, stop. Very smart.
Stop.
Good at business. Okay. But you look at her.
6 feet tall.
And when I saw that, about 6 feet tall. When I look at Christina and she's telling me, oh, yeah, you're at Aria. They can see you having sex. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you telling me, little sweet Christina?
Well, she wasn't part of the Immaculate Reception.
Clearly, that you were there at the window with your husband. Instead of him playing Call of Duty, which I would prefer him to be doing, you were doing the sexy, sexy mambo in a window in front of people. Now, I know that you've done it because you have children. I get it. But
that's it. The only time
I don't ever want to have that. I don't ever want to hear that story again from you, Christina. So please, for the love of God, our Savior, don't ever, ever do that again.
We have to add, I'm sure, a couple of video peeps.
Yes. Yeah. First up, we've got Gene the Poppin' Machine. Hit me, Genie.
I got to do a couple of pops.
Kids. You know, when I showed up around here about 9 months ago with my little handy cam, Danny was already the queen of the selfie stick. Then along comes Bob and just brings it. And by the end of last week's show, he's the undisputed
King Bob
of the Haddam video.
Nice.
Question is, where's the rest of y'all? With only three of us putting in videos, I get third place instantaneously every week.
I hear second place this week, Bob. Shut up.
If you got it, bring it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got some skills like Bob's got. But I'd like to thank Bob for what he's done for D's Nuts, helping us get them on the grocery store shelves. And I'd like to announce for springtime, Vegas party season, the two new flavors, Honey Roasted and Low Fat.
I just want to say I'm the Low Fat.
Thanks, y'all. See ya.
Well done.
And very, that was Honey Roasted.
Very good. Did you put two in for him?
I did. I already put two in for Bob.
And then finally, last but not least, we know him as the Steve Spielberg of the Living in Las Vegas video production crew. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Bobby. Who's in the live
show? Hey, guys. Crazy weather here. 9 degrees below zero last week, 60 degrees today.
Tomahawk said no.
Here's this week's video.
Where was he?
I don't know where he's
at. That was 9 below zero.
The Beauty Bar on East Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas has a retro cool vibe, complete with hair dryer seats straight out of the 50s. You'll find cheap beer nights, karaoke nights, and live DJs just about every night. There's a large patio out back in the alleyway, which just adds to the cool ambiance where you'll find popular live bands. While you're enjoying the sights and sounds of the Beauty Bar.
Do you see that?
Oh, good God.
Isn't that great? I will be grabbing
we're
that.
We're like in a locker room somewhere.
Isn't that funny?
That's
you
pretty
may bump
good.
Into one of Las Vegas' like my most shirt. Famous stylists, creating some incredible hairstyles. You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Big Bob.
Yeah, Pops is going, man, where does he get his stuff? You did it again, Bob.
Did you put
yeah,
two in
I
there?
Did.
All right,
I did.
So you got his three in there. All right, there you go.
I did.
Nicely done, Bob.
Very well done.
That's funny. That's comic gold.
The funny
right
thing
there.
Is, if you reverse those, I could actually grow that hair that Scott had on his head. And your hair kind of looks like what
does,
normally is on my
it
head.
Does, it does.
So I think you should reverse those.
That was very well done. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, killing
I'm
me.
Voting for.
It's amazing that Pops and Bob haven't won more than they do, and they got three entries every week. But we got good stuff.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. The winner is going to be, I'm going right here. Ooh, this is the one. This is the one.
There it is. What we got?
It is Tom Yu.
Tom Yu.
Can
Tom
you hear
Yu.
Me?
And is that and that's in your writing.
It
so
is.
Tom won because he was in the live chat. Congratulations, Tom. You win yourself a visor. Or a drink on me, which, of course, is the premiere of all those gifts. Or one of our CDs. Okay.
Has Tom won before?
I don't know if he's won
Tom,
before.
Tom, have you won before?
Yeah, tell us, Tom.
He gave us a woot.
Woot.
And
all right.
My cue says yes, he's won before.
Has he won?
According to my cue.
Okay.
As he cocks his gun. Yeah, and Tommy says, no, I have not won before.
Okay, he has not won.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Tom. All right. Here we go for this week's Have a Drink.
We're right at it, too. Go ahead.
What? Okay, stop it. Here we are for this week's Have a Drink on Me. Mm-hmm. Should be pretty easy for you people paying attention. Okay, hint number one. It's almost impossible to get a reservation for this same place in New York City. It's almost impossible to get a reservation for this place in New York City. By the way, if you watch the whole show and you don't know this, well, you're an idiot. Number two, although the restaurant was named after one of the owners in Italy, charcoal or coal is the name of the game here. Although the restaurant was named after one of the owners in Italy, charcoal or coal is the name of the game here. And hint number three, which I did not write down, if I ever see that woman reading her frickin' phone in there again, I'm going to have to take her out.
Tito's Vodka for the bartender.
Yeah. If that woman is who I talked about a half hour ago on the show, if I see her using that phone, she needs to be taken out. And I will call in the mic squad, and Mike will take care. Okay, if you know where that place is, you're going to send an email to Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
We did it. It just went over, too.
We did? No, what's the time?
89 minutes.
All right.
I said 88 and a half.
Very good. So if you want to reach out to us, onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can easily do that. Go to our homepage. Click the little red tab. That will pop up a box. Click start recording, and your voice will be magically turned into ones and zeros and sent in our general direction. We're also on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review, please. We're also on the YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and share us with all your friends. We're on Roku, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. Google Play coming up, and of course on the Vegas Video Network website. I am Scott. That's Brett. Thank you so much for playing along. Thanks so much to the live chat. You guys were awesome as always. Great energy tonight. We'll see you guys next week on the Vegas Video Network. Ticket.